Hi, I'm Andrea.
Hi, I'm Chris, and we are Pathfinder Press reporters. We are at Ridgill at the moment, talking about our bi-library project, to chat about the success of the last year and the future.
It's wonderful to be here today and see it all in action. It's such an amazing place here. Can you talk to me a bit about how this all started, Chris?
Yeah, sure. I moved up to this area after being homeless for 6 months. And I got involved with Ridgill Hub and the Bread and Butter Library. And from there on, they upped me on as a volunteer. So we were trying to figure out what we could do with the area. We were sick of children being stuck in all day, hardly playing out. So we thought, well, we'd do some bikes, make a bike library, donate bikes back to the community cheaper, so the kids have got one and go on bike rides. And that's how it got going, really, basically. And it's a lot of hard work for two people. Yeah, the school's been doing cycling proficiency testing, and the guys have had a couple of bikes are there with them. We donate bikes, so basically we do it up, make sure that it's all right for going out on. The parents pay a minimum, depending on the size of the bike, for a little bike, 30 quid. And if they bring another one in and recycle it to us, they get it for our price. So they get a different bike for £15. But that'll last for a lifetime, because we will carry on doing minor repairs. So basically, it still belongs to us, but it's their bike. So 20 years, if I'm dead and buried, they can still bring it here if it's still here. And they can upgrade any time they want to another bike. So, yeah, doing all right. As you should know, you've had some bikes here.
Yes, I did. Yes, that's really amazing. And it's been brilliant for me, my children, and my husband, especially, who's a non-driver, to be able to come here and have their bikes looked at. And thank you for letting us know they were not safe to ride. And thank you for all the work you did fixing the brakes and making sure the tires were all right. How do you think you could get more people interested in this project?
Well, we have tried. We do need volunteers. Mm-hmm. It's only Saturday, so for about 3 hours or so. But yeah, we do need volunteers. We have tried on our Facebook pages, but without luck. So we are struggling. But if you're interested and you want to come down, we're happy to show you, even let you have a tinkle, see if you can fix something.
Can you talk me through a Saturday? What would a normal Saturday be like for you? What sort of jobs would you be doing on the bikes?
At the moment, we're just fixing the bikes, getting them out. But the area we're in, we've got a project we want to do, and we can only do bits and bobs at a time, see? So we want to get out and build a little track round so the kids can learn how to ride the bikes. But at the moment, we're doing cogs. By the way, if you know how to get a cog off a bike, let me know. Tyres, punches, brakes, gears. Me and Paige is volunteers. We have been on two courses at the moment, and we're thinking of going on City and Guilds shortly. But yeah, it's basically maintenance, make sure it's safe and everything like that at the moment. Hard work.
Can you explain a bit about the bike library? How does the process work if someone was interested in coming and getting a bike from here?
Yeah, the bike library, if you want to sign up for the bike library, you have to get fill in an application form. It's just like a normal library at the Ridgill Hub. They'll fill out the forms, an ID. You need 3 forms of ID, obviously. But then they'll come over to us, and if we've got a bike suitable for that person, they have it for 6 weeks. They can have it for 6 weeks, bring it back, we just renew it and go out again. It's up to them. And then it's just going to be a library.
Wonderful. Brilliant. Chris, can you tell me, what does it mean to you to be involved in this project and to be supporting the community like this?
Right. I've had a bad time. I was homeless and stuff like that. Bad relationship, come out with a bad relationship. If I didn't know about the hub, I wouldn't be here. And the support I've got off Margaret, because I'll not lie, I've tried to do silly things with everything what's going on. I've got some decent support here. And if I don't turn up one day, they're on phone checking up on me. But that's why I got into this. So I keep my mental health going.
What other projects are you involved with, Chris?
Right, there's that many. We've got the gardens, we've got your trees. You do your fruit tree walk, don't you? We've got bread and butter. It's like a food bank. You pay so much, you get so many bags. Nearly every day. I thought I was only coming one day, and I've been there ever since, basically, because they offer me support as well while I'm there talking. You can just talk to them. Yeah. I could ask that same question to you. How would you feel about why and what it means to you to do yours?
I see how difficult this is to answer, but yes, it's an amazing opportunity. It gives great satisfaction. I think it can't be matched by any other things, just helping people and working with people, sharing experiences and supporting people and just seeing them smile and, you know, say thank you and be pleased with whatever support they need and whatever help they can get from us. So, it's definitely worthwhile.
Andrea, what would you like to see for Ridgehill now and later?
I would like to see more and more initiatives and events happening, more sort of fun days and people getting together and maybe sharing meals or just sharing memorable experiences, playing games and going out cycling and doing all sorts of fun and interesting things, having picnics and all that in the community. And just I would like to see this happen as often as possible, really. What would you, Chris, like to see more of for this community?
I'd like to see more interaction with all the families. So I'd like it to go back to early 80s, if you know what I mean, where you could all just sit outside and talk and chill, no arguing, nothing. We're here with Paige. She's a volunteer at the Bike Project here. What does this bike library mean to you?
So I come here and volunteer to fix bikes at the Ridgehill Together Bike Project. It all stemmed from an idea of me wanting to take people out on bike rides. Then it's just come into us getting the containers and people donating bikes for us to fix up and get them back out in the community, because we want more people to be active and getting on the bikes. And eventually we'll go out together and bike rides for families to get people to come back together again.
What type of stuff do you do on a Saturday morning, Paige?
So we come here and people out the community bring their bikes to us for us to fix. Or we get donated bikes, again, from people within the community. And we fix them all up, see what's wrong with them. And then try and get as many back out into the community as we can.
Paige, you've lived on this area for a while, most of your life, well, all your life, I would have thought. How do you think it's going to help people age better?
Well, I'm hoping that we can get more of the older generation back on bicycles. I met a man that didn't know how to ride a bike, and he was nearly 50. So I think it doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you try and keep active and you can do anything that you put your mind to. And I think that more older generation should be getting out and doing different activities and things within the community.
Paige, can you describe community in one word?
Together.
What would you like to see in the future for Ridgehill?
I'd like to see more of the residents getting involved in the projects that we do and coming volunteering or seeing what we're all about, and getting more people to come together and be part of different social groups and projects, what we've got going on.
Right, thank you for listening. We are part of Ageing in Place Pathfinder Press Project. If you want to come down and volunteer, drop us a line. You can call us, call in at the hubs, or you can get us on Facebook. We are Ridgehill Residents Association. You can go on there and you trail off that and you find us on there, no problem. Or if you'd like to call us, it's 07718 783 838.